let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
So it's Friday, and as always, we're looking ahead to what movies we might want to see. But this time, we're not looking ahead to the weekend, but the whole summer. In the coming weeks, more than 100 movies are going to be hitting the screens across the country. Everything from teen romances, like the latest Twilight flick, to big-budget superhero movies. I'm waiting for Iron Man 2. I'm assuming most of us don't have time to see all of these movies, so Rafer Guzman is going to help us sort through them and tell us what we can safely skip and what we need to see, right? He's the Takeaway movie contributor and Newsday writer. And, you know, Rafer, I'm interested by this because the first movie you want to talk about is one that nobody, including you, knows anything about, but you're still recommending it. Let's hear a clip.
What's the most resilient parasite? An idea. A single idea from the human mind can build cities. An idea can transform the world and rewrite all the rules. Which is why I have to steal it.
I've seen that trailer. It's weird, man.
Yeah, that's from Inception. And Rafer, you really know nothing about this.
Pretty much nobody does. I know that Los Angeles Times has been allowed a glimpse of it, but even they didn't really leak anything or spoil anything in their story. And Warner Brothers is being very, very stingy with the plot details. Usually studios will give you a one-pager. They'll give you a synopsis, a cast, et cetera, et cetera. Warner Brothers for Inception has limited it to one sentence, and this is, I'll read it to you. It's a contemporary sci-fi actioner set within the architecture of the mind. That's all they're saying.
But you say we got to see this.
I'm in. Christopher Nolan, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ellen Page. Yeah. I'm in.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, a little bit under the radar. That's a mystery movie, but there's one that we know a lot about, and that is the newest Toy Story movie. Here's a clip.
Now, come on, guys. We all knew this day was coming.
We're getting thrown away?
No, no one's getting thrown away.
We ain't ever getting played with.
Hold on. This is no time to be hysterical.
It's the perfect time to be hysterical.
Should we be hysterical?
Now.
Yes.
Maybe, but not right now.
Okay, 10 years since we got the last Toy Story movie. Is there still an appetite for these toys?
I think so. You know, Pixar is just so good at coming up with these ideas, these premises that are clever and funny and smart, but that are also really emotionally resonant.
And 3D,
of course, right. The hot new trend. But, you know, just the whole idea of this one, little Andy, the boy in Toy Story, who I think we often forget about, but he's now heading to college, and he's donating his toys to a daycare facility. And, I mean, that idea alone gets me kind of choked up,
that.
You know? I mean, it sounds really good. They're introducing some new characters.
Ever.
Michael Keaton is going to be Ken to Barbie, and Ned Beatty, I think, is playing lots of Huggin' Bear. So I think it sounds pretty good, and I think Given the built-in following that Toy Story has, I think that could be the movie to beat at the box office this summer.
Okay, well, let's go to a typical summer romance flick. This is the kind of movie that we're used to seeing over the summer. Here's a clip.
How was the date?
He thought I'd make the perfect homegirl.
I'm just being my regular self.
You are not supposed to show him your regular self until you've been married for 5 years.
Okay, if you recognize that voice, that is Queen Latifah in Just Right. But the person you actually like in this movie is the hip-hop artist Common.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting that he's finally making the leap from being the thug or the sidekick, which is what he started out being and what a lot of hip-hop artists wind up starting out being in the movies. And now he's being the romantic lead across from Queen Latifah. You know, we just saw Common in Date Night. You know, he was the generic black thug next to the generic white thug in that movie. And here he's going to be the romantic lead. He's showing some muscle in the poster. You know, he's got his NBA jersey on. I think it'll be interesting to see. Not that many male hip-hop stars have been able to make that leap, but we'll see if he can do it.
Okay, well, here, this, and then this cracks me up, because this is a movie that you say was scientifically designed to alienate men.
I did say that.
Let's
in the podcast.
I admit it, yes. Right.
Big and I were somewhere between wild sex and a baby.
I don't know which is worse.
Samantha, the baby will tire eventually.
Sex in the City 2. This is something that you talk about with our producer Kristen Meinzer on your podcast at the website, thetakeaway.org. But you think this is going to be a huge hit, but not among men.
Probably not among men. I mean, it does have a following among men. I'm just saying for myself, It's a testament to the show and to the writing. Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker's character, she's a very real character. I just can't stand hanging around with her. And it just...
Well, you want to win points. You say, hey, hon, let's go see Sex and the City 2,
yeah,
right?
That's the hit. Yeah. Exactly, exactly. And I also kind of can't believe that they're sending them all off to Abu Dhabi for a vacation, and we have to watch them parading around in sort of haute couture turbans and those, you know, those little Foreign Legion caps with the neck protectors. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
But you do have one movie that's fair to say is not expected to be great, but you say you want to go see MacGruber.
Yeah, with Will Forte. I'm interested to see if they can take those 90-second Saturday Night Live clips and extend them out to an entire 90-minute feature-length film. It seems like a bit of a stretch to me, and I think MacGruber has a huge following. I think it's funny. I think those skits are very funny. But I'm not sure if Will Forte can carry an entire film. But, it'll be interesting to see.
You ready for trivia?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's time. What summer blockbuster franchises have two titles in the top 10 summer openings of all time? Come on.
One's got to be Twilight.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay, Lord of the Rings?
Nope. That's a winter. That's a winter release. Summer. Summer.
Yeah. Summer. Wow.
Animation.
Is it Toy Story?
No.
I'm out.
Shrek.
Why are you following me?
And Spider-Man.
Of course.
I'm Spider-Man.
And Disney. Come on, Disney. Baby. Come on, Rafer. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
baby.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
What are you doing? You burned all the food, the shade, the rum.
Yes, the rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
You can go to the Facebook page and weigh in on your suggestions and argue about our answers at thetakeaway.org.
Rafer Guzman, our Takeaway contributor and Newsday writer. If you want more from Rafer and about movies, you can go to check out the podcast Movie Date. That's where he and our producer Kristen Meinzer talk about movies at thetakeaway.org. You can also get more of that interview with Elizabeth Warren. The extended version of that interview is at the website.
And we've been getting lots of responses, so you can weigh in at thetakeaway.org. Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE anything you want to comment on in the program. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit at WDET. This is The Takeaway.